from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I knew why I meant to ask you, because it happened a couple days ago. What the hell does a pre-K Zoom class look like?
Oh man. I'm glad you asked. So Monday was distance learning, right? Cobb County School District.
Okay.
So every student in Cobb County, including the four-year-olds who are in pre-K,
right,
had to do like a Zoom class.
Right.
Which, like, I'm pro-teacher just pretty much in any way, and I really do respect that they've adopted this from COVID. They're like, you know what? Every once in a while,
right,
let's just do a Zoom day. It won't count as a day off, but we won't have to go in, and it only takes 45 minutes.
Right.
So well done by teachers to sort of game the system a little bit. Shockingly, they did great. Like, I know, I couldn't believe it. The only real snags were the parents that didn't know how to use Zoom.
But what were they doing? That's what I'm saying.
You're actually taking instruction by the teacher?
Huh?
This is a classroom?
It was a classroom. Yeah, yeah. Her pre-K teacher, she was actually in the classroom at the school.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they did, you know, pretty normal stuff. They did roll, and they said names. He said here if you were there. And then they did the days of the week, and they did, I guess every day some kid does a weather report. Basically, it's like, what does it look like outside? So it was like, it looks sunny and maybe a little windy.
Okay.
And then they did the ABCs, and then they counted to 20. And then there was like this YouTube video that she put up on that she shared her screen. So everyone saw the YouTube video, and they danced for like 15 minutes. And then they came back, and there was, God, there was like one other thing that they had to do where they kind of went around and everybody said one thing, and then that was it. I mean, it took like 25 minutes.
And then she didn't go to school, though.
No, she didn't go to school that day. But it was, they did really well.
Right.
Like, she sat there the whole time.
Right.
She was focused.
Must be a good teacher, then.
Must be. And all the kids did. Like, it was just really funny. They're so cute.
Right.
You know? They're just sitting there being sweet.
That is something you'll have to deal with, is digital learning days.
Like, sure. No, and that's
but
not
they don't
going
give
anywhere.
Us, they don't do Zooms or anything. I don't know if Samson's school does. They just you go online, and it's only about 45 minutes worth of work.
And you can kind of do it whenever you want.
Whenever. Yeah.
Kind of thing.
And a lot of times the teacher doesn't even go grade it.
Now, that is what I liked about this, is it started at 8.
Oh, no. But that's the thing about it. You get your ass up while you're going to school.
Yeah, yeah.
You go back to sleep.
Finish all your work.
Get your ass up.
But it was funny. Everybody was in pajamas. One of the little girls in her class had like a bonnet on. And Lily was like, Lily goes, it was one of the little girls that was at her birthday party. She goes, she has a Squishmallow on her head. And I was like, nah. Some people sleep with bonnets on. Keep your hair looking nice.
Gotta keep that hair, dude.
Yeah, you gotta keep your hair nice. But I was fully prepared for it to be a disaster.
Right.
And it was very, very smooth. But then it was like 8:30, And it was like,
what am I going to do
now? What are we going to do?
Right.
Now, Ashley, just luckily, she was able to get off work a little bit early that day and came home. And she still took Jack to school. So then her and Lily just kind of had a mommy daughter day. But yeah, I know. When they announced, they told us a couple weeks ago, like, oh, and coming up on Monday, whatever the date was, August 20th or something, it's going to be distance learning. I was like, distance learning.
And that was for all the Cobb?
These fucking kids.
And that's for all the Cobb?
I think so.
Motherfuckers just went back to school.
I know. The first day of school was 2 weeks ago.
They just went back to fucking school.
I know.
They already got the, like, God almighty, man.
No, I mean, it's definitely a little bit of a cheat, I think, but whatever. Good for the teachers. Yeah. They get one little extra thing every once in a while.
Right.
I'm happy for them. I'm sure that was a big inconvenience for folks because you got to come up with child care.
Everything is
like
so digital now. I get 4 to 5 messages a day on the parent app from the school about. I'm like, damn, like every 4. And so I get the next thing. He got the tuba. And so yesterday,
Bryson home yet?
Well, he hasn't got the instrument yet. And so they brought the paperwork home and everything. And it was a meeting, but you didn't have to really go yesterday because I was like, I'm not going. I'm tired. Bastard, I want to take a nap. And I ain't feel like being bothered with that fucking school. So I hit the woman on the teacher's app, and she's like, it's for the parents who are going to actually buy the instrument. Instead of rent.
Yeah.
But then the paper said, if you don't know if your child's going to do this long term, rent it.
Definitely rent it.
Yes, and so we're going to rent it. And
how
so
much is the deal?
Tuba's hoopla.
It's $100. No, yeah, but like $100 for the whole year to rent that.
Yeah, but to buy it, I bet it's like
$500.
Yeah,
that's what the paper said. Do not spend less than $500. That's what the paper said.
To get you a good tuba.
Yes. Get you a, do not spend less on anything. On Angie said, do not spend less than $500.
Damn.
I was like, damn. That's,
I mean, it's a lot of brass. Tubas are big.
Yeah, but I was like, damn, $500.
That's a lot of money.
I bet the case for the tuba is another $250. Yeah.
Well, and especially for like, all right, you're 11 or 12 years old.
Yeah.
To ask someone whether or not they're going to be committed to that for the next however many years is crazy.
That's what the paper said. I was like, what? And it said it in bold print. Do not buy anything under $500. I was like, damn.
So the $400 tubas are just trash.
Yeah,
huh?
Man. I was like, wow. Like, damn. I'm like, that's
what makes a tuba less quality than another tuba. They're all brass, right? So it's reeds. Reeds a little wooden.
No, there's no reeds. Tuba's got the little mouthpiece. Yeah. That's a good hack for you guys to not have to listen to full tuba practice.
Yeah.
Like, you can just take the mouthpiece out and just practice with that. Now you're not going to be able to do the keys and stuff. Yeah. But like, the most important thing when you're learning to play a brass instrument is just getting your mouth stronger. So you could do it with the mouthpiece and not the whole instrument.
Oh.
So then you don't have to listen to
I didn't know, dog.
Because somebody who doesn't know how to play the tuba, and look, he's learning, it's whatever it's going to be. But like, learning to play the tuba probably is a tough sound.
He's so excited because he thought he was going to get it today. So he's pissed off at me and Donna because I guess another app, because it's like 4 apps you got to use. One does this, one does that. And so were you supposed to pay the band fees? Well, it's not up there. And so all day yesterday, hey, Dad, you pay it yet? You pay it yet? You pay it yet? I'm like, I don't know what the hell. No. But listen, I'm trying to sit up here and explain him to this. They have not put up the thing where you go pay. And so I go to bed because Donna went out. They had a dinner, work dinner last night. So it's about like 9:45. I was tired. I was like, I'm going to go upstairs and lay down. And so she comes to bed. She gets home about 10:15. She comes to bed. Has he come to you about this thing? I was like, yeah, I just text you about it before I went to bed. That he's going to be waiting for your ass to know when the fees are paid. So we go to bed. I wake up this morning. He comes down with a little attitude. I already knew what it was. So he's like, did you find out how to do it? Like, let me tell you something, little asshole. And then I was like, I had to grab myself, dog. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Look, man, I know how to do it.
I know how to do
it. They haven't posted it yet.
Little asshole.
God.
Dude.
When they think they're smarter than you, it's so
irritating. It's so
tough.
That's what I did. Give it to me. I'll show you how to do it. It's like, go ahead, little smart ass.
Yeah, show me.
It's not working.
That's what I've been telling you.
That's what I've been fucking telling you. That shit was so funny. I'm telling you, too many. Another app, because they had math homework, and she usually helps with the math, but when she got home late, them damn fractions, I was still like, and he kind of got the base of it, so I was like, damn, is that right? He's like, yeah.
And top times like, top, bottom times bottom?
Yeah, I was like, damn, God, I hope that's right, because Daddy don't know what the fuck that is.
It's been a minute.
That's a long time
ago. His mom made me a cheat sheet, like a step sheet.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even know where it's at, because it helped me one day, but I can't find it. But
contrary to popular belief, we did not have to use that shit.
Yeah, I know. And you can't tell them that because it's going to discourage them. But, like, there's no part of life where you ever have to know how to do fractions.
Never.
You won't walk around. That's the
no part of
walk around your life with a calculator in your
like
pocket.
A little bit. Well, yeah, it turns out we have not only a calculator, but also an encyclopedia in our pockets. Yeah. But like a little bit of decimals, like because we like we cover baseball or whatever, or like passing, like what was his completion percentage or something like that. You had to do that, but never in my life have I ever had to multiply 2/3 by 1/4.
You know, the class that I've used the most was statistics.
Really,
and that's it. It ties directly into like fantasy football stats.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And that's just tracking stats and shit. Fucking hard ass class.
I'm sure if you go into other lines of work, you probably have to use that kind
of geometry and shit. Maybe
not this one.
No.
Dude, not this one.
Dude, I was like, I think that's right, Randy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.